This is actually Stuxnet. No, this is it. If you'd like to borrow this for a while, I'd be more than happy to let you use it.
What looks like an innocuous thumb drive actually contains the powerful and potentially damaging Stuxnet virus, according to Sean McGurk, director of the National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center in Arlington, part of the Department of Homeland Security. McGurk says NCCIC officials have been tracking the virus since it first surfaced in Iran during July of this year.
Stuxnet, essentially what it's capable of doing is actually going in and manipulating devices in native code. That by that I mean it actually allows you to take control of systems. But more importantly, from a intellectual property standpoint, what Stuxnet essentially enables you to do is actually read at the manufacturing level how things are made. So by that I mean I don't need to break into the safe that holds the piece of paper that has the formula for Coca-Cola. I can go out to the floor where it's being made and read how all the mixing is done, and then reverse engineer that and come up with a formula.
The Reuters news agency quotes cybersecurity experts at Symantec as saying that 60% of the computers worldwide affected by the Stuxnet virus are in Iran, suggesting that industrial plants in that nation were the targets. They've been able to locate the IP or Internet protocol addresses of the infected systems, and thus are able to track the spread of the virus on more than 62,000 systems in Iran alone. Reuters reports the virus has also been found on systems in Indonesia, India, Australia, Britain, Malaysia, Pakistan, and the United States. McGurk says a particular concern is that the virus targets the operating system of a specific company's products.
The payload, or the malcode that's industrial control, focuses on a Siemens platform. It runs in a Windows environment, so it's a Siemens software. And the hardware is also manufactured by Siemens, but it's used in several industries around the world. So it's not just power facilities. It's used in the United States in pharmaceutical companies. It's used in water purification companies. It's used in chemical manufacturing facilities. So it's not just in power companies.
McGurk says he's had people looking at the Stuxnet virus in DHS's malware laboratories here in the States, and so far this is what they know about how it does what it does.
So what the software does is it takes advantage of a vulnerability in an operating system in a Windows platform, and it actually loads a series of files, which then loads another series of files that go into the network, and they start spreading through the network like a classic, you know, virus that you would identify. It looks for a particular combination of a software code or an application and a hardware platform. If it finds it, then it starts manipulating some of the settings. If it doesn't find it, it remains dormant and it just sits there. So it could be physically present on the network and you wouldn't know about it because you are not, and this is really why it's very difficult to say what is the spread, because if you don't have that combination of hardware and software, you may not know that it's on your network.
Symantec says a rootkit makes it possible for the virus to hide itself on a computer system. McGurk says Stuxnet also focuses on hardware.
The hardware part, they're called programmable logic controllers, and essentially these are the components. They conduct the digital to analog changes. So it's a digital to analog, analog to digital converter. These are the little boxes that move robot arms that build cars or open elevator doors or control HVAC systems. So it's all that cyber-physical connection. These are the devices that are actually the cyber-physical connection.
McGurk went on to say that both Microsoft and Symantec have so far created a patch to handle the vulnerability that the Stuxnet virus exploits. And so far, they're keeping an eye out on potential malicious capabilities of this piece of malware.
So right now, we haven't seen any impacts or effects of what it does. We know that it has a capability of addressing and physically addressing that component, but we haven't seen it actually do anything. In our malware lab, I actually have this hardware and software, and I've let this run wild to see what it would do. So far, we haven't seen a lot of smoke coming out. So we know that it's not doing anything specifically malicious right now.
Did you say it can impact the settings and the hardware?
Yes, it could. It has that capability. Again, we haven't seen it demonstrated.
Doesn't it have a phone home capability or anything like that where somebody can remotely do anything?
Correct. We have not seen that capability.
McGurk refused to speculate on who might have created the Stuxnet virus, but many in the cybersecurity community believe that a nation state may have the only resources available to create a piece of malware with the powerful feature set of Stuxnet. German cybersecurity expert Ralph Langner writes in his blog posting last week that Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant may have been the target of the Stuxnet malware virus, attempting to exploit the fact that parts of the plant were built with the help of Siemens almost 30 years ago, and that the nuclear plant systems use unlicensed copies of the Microsoft Windows operating system. Reporting from Arlington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.